This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. 9:19 a.m. Friday, the 17th of July. Before we get into more corporate news, let's take another quick look at Bursa Malaysia.
Bursa Malaysia up 0.07% this morning, 1,573 points, just to be very clear there, not 1,700. Singapore is up 0.4%, Japan is up 0.1%, Korea up 0.4%. Australia is down 0.16 this morning. And if we take a look at top value, Top Glove, still at the very top here, 336 million ringgit in shares traded. The velocity seems to be flowing, slowing down, 31 million ringgit in shares trade value in the last 30, in the last 5 minutes here. The share is currently 20 ringgit 88 cent, up 5.9% this morning.
So there has been some news, of course, out of Top Glove that is probably fueling some of this buying, selling. And yesterday, Top Glove announced that two of its subsidiaries have been placed under a detention order by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, so the CBP. This means that any disposable gloves distributed by these subsidiaries cannot be sold in the U.S. Now, it's not the first time that a Malaysian glove company has been served with a detention order. Last year, U.S. Customs took similar action against WRP Asia Pacific.
Yes. So the detention order on imports of WRP's goods was lifted in March after remedial action was taken. And I think also Top Glove is trying to assure investors that they have taken any similar action or remedial action that was necessary.
But the question still is, what is this going to mean for Malaysia's largest glove manufacturer, which is already up 320% so far this year? Now, to find out, we have on the line with us this morning Wong Xiaoning, our very own Morning Run presenter, who listened in on Top Glove's conference call yesterday evening. Xiaoning, long time no see. Thanks for joining us. What are the allegations that have caused Top Glove subsidiaries to be placed on CBP's detention list?
Well, it's according to a Reuters report, right? The U.S. Customs and Border Protection in an email statement said that through an extensive inter-agency consultation that it found evidence of forced labor practices, including debt bondage. So yesterday at the conference, of course, management took pains to say that these issues are not new and they've been very transparent on the matter. And they also have taken steps in the past to improve employee welfare. But another point of contention is actually recruitment fees, which is something management says they have been, since the beginning of last year, have been trying to resolve an issue regarding retrospective payment of fees without its knowledge by workers to agents before January 2019. Now, I think Top Glove themselves, they're trying to trace and establish the correct amount to be paid back to these workers on behalf of previous agents. And, you know, the total reimbursement amount could be as much as in the range of 20 to 50 million ringgit. So some serious allegations here, actually.
And at the conference call, what was the mood like? What assurances did Top Glove's management give that there are no forced labour practices?
Actually, Tan Sri Lim Wee Chai, who is the executive chairman, and even Dato' Lee Kim Miao, who's the MD, I mean, they both took pains to say that, give examples where they said, you know, they've done improve on their practices, one of which is that they don't really allow any more overtime and they don't hold their workers' passports anymore. This is kept in lockers, which the workers have keys to, because this was allegations done in the past, I think, with the Guardian newspaper. They also have said that they have now engaged with a consultant that had advised WRP Asia when they faced the same issue earlier this year. So at the same time, Top Glove is also reaching out to the CBP through their U.S. offices to understand the issue and, you know, work towards a solution. And they emphasize themselves, management emphasize themselves, that they have faced as many as 80 audits last year by both internal and external parties. So they sounded very confident that, you know, this is something that they can resolve.
I suppose the gloves could be shipped elsewhere, but how could this detention impact Top Glove's earnings?
Well, we just look at the subsidiaries that distribute, the subsidiaries that are affected. It's about roughly 12.5% based on Top Glove's 9-month numbers. Now, but if you look at the whole U.S. sales, that is currently 25% of all of Top Glove. So, you know, it's a question of, is it just going to be the U.S. subsidiaries, those two, or is it going to be all of the subsidiaries? Top Glove doesn't think so. They think it's only these two U.S. subsidiaries which will be impacted. They also mentioned that its shipments to the U.S. can be recalled and routed to other countries. Well, in terms of financial impact, well, some deposits may be refunded to respective customers. While, you know, the other downside is if really US is a market close to them, it's actually doing pretty well because the average selling prices there are 5% higher than the rest of the world. But I think they try to say, okay, let's look at it objectively. It's not going to make a very big difference at this moment because they don't think this issue is going to be very long term.
So did Top Glove's leadership give any indication as to how fast the issue will be resolved?
Yeah, they sounded rather optimistic. They said that they can resolve this within 2 to 4 weeks, hence no big shakes to their earnings, which I don't know. I will be monitoring this space to find out, actually.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Xiaoning. Now, did management give any other guidance here? Because the shares right now are approaching 380 million ringgit in shares traded this morning, up 6.4%.
Yeah, actually, before the news came out yesterday morning, I think quite early, around 9-ish, and we already saw the share price decline before it got suspended by 9%. And in Singapore, where it is also traded, because it's a dual listing, at closing, it was down 11%. So it's amazing, actually, the share price is up this morning, giving a sense that, you know, maybe there are investors who still, reassured from yesterday's conference. But the point is, Tan Sri Lim himself drew parallels with how the share price reacted versus the rather, I suppose, embarrassing acquisition of Espion, which was overstated by 650 million. So he said at that time, the share price corrected by 20%. That's the worst case scenario, he thought. But it seems like the market seems to shake it off. It's no big deal because this morning is already up, 6% to 920 ringgit. What, 2080 this morning? 20, am I right, Roshan?
Just hit 21 ringgit, Xiaoning. Close. Just hit 21 ringgit.
And thank you.
So it looks like market, doesn't really care, or, you know, gloves moving on.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Xiaoning. That was Wang Xiaoning, our very own presenter on The Morning Run, giving us the lowdown on what was said at the Top Glove conference call yesterday. And, as she pointed out, management appears to be quite optimistic. 2 to 4 weeks is indeed quite a short time frame for all of this to be resolved. But then I guess Top Glove is no stranger to these kinds of crises at this point.
Yeah, so the market is really huge for them. US market is 25% of total group sales, but that two subsidiaries that are affected accounts for about 12.5% of sales based on the 9-month figure. So I think, some things are going well for Top Glove simply by the fact that they have a long order backlog that will benefit them. And while they can divert sales to other countries, but I think the selling prices are lower. So I think at this point, maybe some brokers are still quite optimistic about Top Glove. But having said that, if clients want to lock in some gains now, it's probably a good time too, given the sharp rally this morning.
Yeah, we saw a sharp decline yesterday, right? It was trading around 24 ringgit, 25 ringgit yesterday, I think. It hit its all-time high at one point, 24 ringgit 50 cent. And today it's trading in 20 ringgit 80 cent right now. It's hovering around this point here. And if you look at the analyst coverage here, this is not the first time this company has had some form of they said this is old news, right? Mm-hmm. Now, analyst coverage, there's still 10 buys, 2 holds on this counter. Consensus target price of 24 ringgit 69 cent currently, 20 ringgit 90 cent.
All right. And if we're talking about glove makers, they're all almost all of our glove plays are at the top of the most traded by value this morning on Bursa Malaysia. And there has also been some news out of another glove player, Kosan Rubber, which has seen their main shareholder, Tan Sri Lim Kuang Sia, and his family selling off Kosan shares as the stock price continued to climb. So Lim's privately held vehicle, Kosan Holdings, sold 5 million Kosan shares on July 13th, another 17 million shares on July 14th. For a total of 22 million shares or a 1.7% stake in the group.
Kosan Rubber up 2% this morning, 12 ringgit 52 cent. On a one-month basis, that stock is up 49%.
Right, and that is all of the corporate news we have for you this morning because we're about to head into the 9:30 news bulletin. And after that, the property show where Simwee Boon speaks with Sheldon Fernandez, country manager of Property Guru Malaysia, to discuss if the current market is the time to make money and what Property Guru has observed in property price trends. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.